The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, September 29, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel visited ravaged areas in the province of Artemisa, one of the most hit by the passage of Hurricane Ian. The Cuban leader arrived at the farm of farmer Daniel Evelio Gonzalez, with whom he talked about the hurricane's impact on his three banana plantations, according to the presidential Twitter account. Díaz-Canel also met with farmer William Ernesto Gonzalez, who owns La Rosa Farm, whose nearly plantations of banana, avocado, coffee, and coconut trees were nearly totally ravaged by the meteorological event. "Now let's get back on our feet and recover," Gonzalez told the Cuban president. The president also toured areas affected by Hurricane Ian in Havana and Pinar del Rio. In both territories, Díaz-Canel checked the recovery work, among which stood out the cleaning up, cleaning of roads, collecting of debris, and lifting poles and downed cables in both telephone and power service. Hurricane Ian even left significant damage in both provinces, mainly in Pinar del Rio, where partial and total collapse of buildings, numerous damaged agricultural areas, and tobacco production were reported. The circulation of fake news about an alleged suspension of the school year until Cuba's power service is utterly restored was strongly denied on Wednesday by the Cuban parliament. In a tweet, the Communication Department of the National Assembly of People's Powers strongly condemned this fake news circulating on social media about the alleged suspension of the school year and declaration of non-working days. Neither the National Assembly of People's Power nor its president, Esteban Lasso, have issued this supposed communique. "This is another fake news against Cuba. The National Assembly of People's Power called on the Cuban people to keep well informed through the official channels of the Cuban government and state." The president of Vietnam, Nguyen Xuan Phuc, received Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz in Hanoi, whom he ratified that in any circumstance, his country will always be by Cuba's side. In a fraternal meet at the presidential palace, the head of state recalled his trip to the island just a year ago, in which he said that he was able to verify all the affection that the Cuban people feel for Vietnam. He proudly recalled the visit in September 1973 of the historical leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro Ruz, to whom hundreds of thousands of his compatriots paid the warmest welcome in the streets of Hanoi. The president of Vietnam expressed the certainty that the government will do everything possible to comply with the agreements reached to demonstrate once again its unrestricted support for Cuba. Marrero Cruz, for his part, thanked the hospitality and all the signs of affection received by him and the delegation that accompanies him, and said that the fruitful meeting held with the Vietnamese president during his recent visit to Havana is fresh in his memory. Both heads of government witnessed the signing of three agreements aimed at strengthening and consolidating cooperation in various fields and broadening the historical and solid relations that unite the two nations. And in the international agenda, we have that the Bolivian state will prevent beef price speculations that affect the pockets of Bolivian families, as was announced by Vice Minister of Industrial Production at Medium at Large Scale, Luis Siles. Through the state channel Bolivia TV, the vice minister said there's no reason to increase beef price. He explained that the country annually produces more than 292,000 tons of this product, of which the national market consumes around 268,000, so there is a surplus of more or less 23,000 tons. He specified that, of these, the state authorizes the export of 16,000 tons, that is 5.4% of the total production. In the case of exports, the state is the one that has obtained the external market and also regulates it, exports cannot be that one reason to raise the price of meat, he argued. Regarding an alleged lack of control at auction centers, he added that the Ministry of Productive Development and Plural Economy created a regulation for the control of this type of establishments. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the National Assembly of Ecuador, Virgilio Saquicela, insisted in his request to the government to call for a meeting of the Council of Public and State Security to discuss the acts of violence in the nation. In statements to radio station FM Mundo, the legislative leader proposed to be part of the solution and to look for alternatives to the growing insecurity. Last Monday, Saquicela sent an official letter to President Guillermo Lasso in which he requested an extended meeting of the State and Public Security Council to discuss the case of the murder of lawyer Maria Belén Bernal, as well as other issues related to insecurity. However, so far, the executive has not made any pronouncement regarding this request. As soon as he took office, Lasso convened the council and, as he later disclosed, in the first 3 months of his administration, there were a total of 8 meetings. Many questions. The usefulness of these meetings, since today the country is experiencing an insecurity crisis. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.